Beach easy.
Hey, mamas. Welcome to another episode of I Speak Mama, the show where we chat about chaos and joys of mamahood. Grab your favorite beverage, give your kids the iPad, and take a break. Because this week, we're talking about babysitting. So take a break for real, right?
Yeah.
I'm Jen, Colton and Nolan's mom.
I'm Shannon, Gabriel and Grayson's mom. And babysitting.
So this is kind of an interesting topic for you, Shannon.
It's a very interesting topic, as you saw my expression. So I did babysit when I was growing up.
Yep.
Just because extra money. Mm-hmm. It was very helpful for me. I would babysit a lot of the different kids in our neighborhood, as well as some of my friends or some of my parents' friends' kids. Not a fan. I did it. Some of the things that I will say is that so many kids are raised differently. And so you would see some kids that would listen very well. Some would act a completely fool. I'll never forget, there was two boys that I babysat. And I mean, they were tackling me down to the point that I was like, guys, if you don't sit, I'm calling your parents. And I ended up having to call the restaurant that the parents were at.
What?
But yeah, I couldn't deal with it anymore. I'm like, these kids are like wrestling me to the point that like they were abusing me.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that the parents just let it fly and they didn't really care. And then of course some parents, they almost think that you're their maid while they're gone. So they think that if you don't clean up every single thing within the household, that you're horrible.
Yeah.
And then of course back when I was babysitting, it's probably like $7 an hour, maybe.
Yeah, was it even worth it?
No, you look back and I'm like, what in the world? And surprisingly enough, I was actually going to school to be a teacher and then realize, wait, I'm not babysitting these kids. So I think babysitting kind of helped me when it came to even really realizing what type of career path I wanted as well.
Yeah.
So, but you said you were not really...
No, I didn't babysit growing up at all. We just didn't have, I mean, I'm an only child, so I didn't have any younger siblings. And our neighborhood was all, it wasn't a lot of families. It was, you know, or the kids were older in my neighborhood. So, no, I literally didn't babysit at all.
Well, I did have, of course, I had to babysit my sister a lot, but she's 7 years younger than me. Mm-hmm. So, of course, that was kind of a given. So, with that being said, was Colton's the first person or first baby that you changed a diaper?
Yeah. Colton was the first diaper I ever changed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So that really does show that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now babysitting, like now, do you guys use babysitters?
We do. We're a big fan of babysitters. Yes.
All right.
And I know that's not something that you guys necessarily utilize.
I honestly don't. So we're very, very blessed. My mom lives about 5 minutes from us. Now, she works a lot, but she does try to help us when she can. But when the boys were, of course, younger, of 17 months apart, we were paying daycare. It was more than our mortgage.
Yeah.
So we could not afford to have a babysitter and go out to dinner or do anything along those lines. So we really leaned on, whether it be my mom, my in-laws would once in a while maybe come into town. But when they were, you know, under the age of 5, before we actually started elementary school, we really did not use any babysitters. We maybe used one or two. Sometimes my sister would help me here and there. But it was honestly, it was more financially due to the reason of having such, you know, the age gap was so close and money-wise that we just couldn't afford it. But this day and time, my kids are very blessed that they have so many wonderful friends that, let's say if we do want to go and do something, they will go over to, you know, one of their friends' houses, and we have such good relationships with a lot of their friends' parents that, you know, we take turns. Like, okay, I'll watch your kids, and then, you know, vice versa.
Yeah.
So that has been really helpful.
Mm-hmm.
But it was this was actually a topic that a couple of my girlfriends and I, it was this past weekend, we were sitting outside just her house, just having a couple of cocktails. It was hilarious because we were like, yeah, this is funny, right outside the house and having a couple of cocktails. And we were talking about babysitting.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the girls, she actually utilizes a babysitter a lot just because of the fact she's a stay-at-home mom and her husband is actually an Army recruit.
Oh, wow.
So
she wants to do anything.
So she wants to be able, and he does, he lives here.
Yeah.
But, you know, for them, it's their only time that they can get out because they have twins that are young, like I think 4. And then they have an older son who is in Grayson's class. So he's 8. 7 or 8. And so that, you know, they try to make sure that they at least have date night, maybe once or twice a month. And she was just saying, you know, some of the babysitters that they have had, they have destroyed the house. And she's like, that's when I know. But she's like, on the other side, I don't want them to have to feel the need to clean up everything. Just kind of at least put some stuff back. And if there is a particular bedtime that they have, at least kind of stick to it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying, okay, bedtime's 8 and, you know, 8:15, you're still awake. Okay. But by 9 or 9:30,
yeah,
let's get into the bed.
Yes. Oh, so, yeah.
But she was telling me the rates.
It's insane.
Now, what are you paying for babysitting?
So we really go the route of babysitting because, and we have family in town.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are times when we know that we're going to be out after dark.
Yeah.
And we just don't want to make it an obligation for our family to have to worry about, A, being out after dark, or feeling like, you know, if they aren't able to do it, that, like, we can't go and do our own things. Like,
yeah,
we don't want to put it in as an obligation for them. So we have hired 2 to 3 different people that have come in. And honestly, they've all been people that I've worked with, whether they're interns.
I was going to say, do you know them, though?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So I feel like if the company I work for
feels
like they're responsible enough to hire this person, then I feel that they're responsible enough to, you know, watch my children. And the kids love it. I mean, they
That's
love
awesome.
When the babysitter comes over.
Because they probably get the most attention. I hate to say it.
No,
as
absolutely.
Parents,
right.
We're not going
and
coloring
because
and
we're paying enough. So.
Exactly. My girlfriend was saying that she's spending like $25 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Holy
yeah, that's probably
moly.
About what we pay too. You know, and the other thing you have to think about is like, okay, food for the babysitter.
Exactly.
You know, so I always ask like, okay, what kind of snacks do you like? You know,
do you have any allergies?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, are you comfortable making mac and cheese, or do we need to like
have
a microwavable thing
yeah.
ready to go? And luckily, all of them have been like, oh yeah, we can put a pot on the stove and, and make mac and cheese. But you never know. I don't want to assume anything.
No, exactly.
From that side. And you know, the other thing is too, like, there's so many young, like, we have a Facebook group in our neighborhood where there's always girls, young girls. Usually there's a couple, been a couple of boys that, but like, hey, we're looking, we'll babysit your kid, blah, blah, blah. In my eyes, like, I feel like it's really important for them to be able to drive in case an emergency does happen.
Without a doubt.
Like,
I completely agree.
For me, an adult babysitter is, I don't know if I would trust anyone that's not an adult.
Are you talking like at least 16 and up? Or
yeah,
do you actually want somebody that's like 18 or even
older? I personally prefer,
early
20s is my go-to.
So you're not looking for like the senior in high school that's...
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Now, is it trustworthy or is it more on the facts of, okay, maybe this person, they actually are CPR certified. They can drive.
Mm-hmm.
They know the town. They know...
A little bit of all of that.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, and just have a little bit of a life experience under their belt, I think goes a long way to be able to make a critical decision when it comes to the safety of my children.
Without a doubt.
So.
Now, what would be like the longest time frame that you would actually leave your kids with a babysitter?
So that's actually kind of why this subject came up.
Okay.
So this Saturday coming up, Lewis and I have a day trip with a group of friends.
Mm-hmm.
We actually are... getting on a party bus at 10 o'clock in the morning.
That's so cool.
And the bus is for 12 hours, so we don't come back until 10 o'clock
at night.
I would
be passed out like that.
Yeah. So to defray some of the babysitting costs,
yes.
Nana is watching the boys. Nana and Grandpa or Pop-Pop are watching the boys in the morning at our house. And then we have a babysitter coming in at 5.
Okay, so that helps.
Yeah, exactly.
It up some.
Exactly.
And of course, Nana loves to... Come over,
of course,
especially during the day.
She
That's
can't
like
wait.
My mom.
She
yeah,
can't wait.
Exactly.
And the other thing, too, is what we've talked about is Nana wants to take Colton to a movie, his first movie, at a theater.
Oh, cool.
So I was like, this is a great time.
Yeah.
I was like, when the babysitter comes over at 5, just have him or have her stay with Nolan.
Yeah.
And you guys go take Colton to a movie because they have a car seat in their car.
Okay.
So that's easy for them to pop him in their
yeah.
car. And then I was like, and when you come back, just drop him off with
the babysitter.
Mm-hmm.
And say, all right, love
yeah.
you, bye.
Exactly.
Go get your bath with the babysitter.
Right. Now, that's another interesting subject.
Yeah.
So, like, I always tell our babysitters, like, don't worry about bath time. Just
yeah.
put the kids in their PJs and go. For one, because I don't want to make them uncomfortable. I don't know how comfortable, you know, because we have a female babysitter most of the time.
Yeah.
I don't think we've ever had a male babysitter other than grandparents.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we have two boys. It shouldn't be an issue. Like,
but you just, you're.
But just for the comfort level, like.
It's smart.
Don't worry about bath time.
Yeah.
You know.
And a lot of times, like, even my kids, if they'll go over to my mom's house or my mom come over, I will make them, even prior to now that they can take their own showers and everything, I would actually give them a bath beforehand.
Yeah.
I know they would probably get dirty again, but at least in my mind, I'm like, okay, at least they're kind of clean. So totally understand.
And, like, so we have a rule, essentially, and this is more for Colton than it is for the babysitter, but, like, you know, A, you have to watch out for your brother.
Yes.
And, you know, you're going to be the big brother when it comes to that kind of thing. B, you know, don't ask for snacks. Let the babysitter, like, determine when you guys get snacks.
Oh, okay.
And C, limit the amount of TV time.
Yeah.
Like, just play and wait until kind of Nolan goes to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, that can be your chill out TV time. But, like, tablet goes away, all of that. So TV time limit. I feel like most of the time the babysitter probably just puts it on as background noise.
Oh, yeah.
Which is totally fine.
Like, I do the same thing.
Good for you.
Right?
Exactly. Exactly. Yes.
I don't like complete quiet.
Yes. And, you know, we've been lucky in the sense that the babysitters we've had come in have cleaned up the dishes from.
Wow.
I don't expect that by any means.
Okay.
Like, if I come home and there's a sink full of dishes, I get it. Like,
yeah. You're
not there to be my maid.
No, is that? Well,
but we have had responsible enough that they've
done been able
it.
To
and,
help
yeah,
you.
And I'm like, thank you. That's awesome.
But as
appreciate
a parent,
it.
I think we learn more how to multitask those areas than we did before having kids. Because I can't tell you how many times when the boys were younger, I had one on my hip washing
correct.
The dish
correct.
Or whatever it
yep.
may be.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, from a babysitter.
Or you know the tips and tricks to be able to catch 10 minutes to.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. I'd rather just put all your focus on the
I want
on
my
the boys.
Kids to be, like, safe. Like,
yes.
let's just do that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you allow them to go outside?
That's an interesting thing.
Because you guys, do y'all have a fence? Y'all
we,
do
we
have a fence.
We have a fence in the backyard. So my thought is, like, backyard, awesome. Go play, like, have a good time. But, I mean, Colton loves his scooter.
Yeah.
And I would prefer them not to go out and do that. And just because, like, the risk of injury increases, you know,
just
tenfold.
Just falling.
Exactly.
Simple as can be. Yeah.
And there's no need to. We do scooter enough.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't. It's not like he's not getting it.
Yeah.
Now, I know when Nana comes over, she will absolutely take them out on walks.
Yeah.
And
well, and that's
do all
different.
That kind of,
too,
it is different. Absolutely.
Because you don't have to worry as much.
Yes. Like, and she's more cautious than
anybody.
So.
Yeah. Here's extra chocolate, but okay, let's be careful. Helmet.
Yep.
Make sure, you know.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, well, cool. I mean, how young was. Well, since Colton's the first one, how young was Colton when y'all first had a babysitter?
Our first babysitter was when we moved back to the beach. So, like, two-ish, two and a half, probably.
Okay. But Nolan.
But Nolan has been younger.
Yeah. Now, is that just because the fact, too, is you got two and you know that Colton's going to look out for him?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, for sure. And, you know, both of our boys were bottle fed the whole time, so we didn't have to worry about that.
Like,
it didn't matter from that sense. You know, nobody was dealing with breast milk, and we would just make the formula ahead of time. It was set and ready to go. Now, it is interesting because, you know, I would have assumed that diaper changing was fine and didn't think about it, but the very first time we left Nolan, I came home and the diaper's on backwards, which, no big deal.
Yeah.
It happens to the, you
least,
know.
At least there was
it
one
was on.
On,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah. It was clean. It was ready to go. You know, that works perfectly. It was just on backwards.
It's all
That's
good.
Fine.
It's
no
all
problem.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I will say, like, when my mom, when the boys were a lot younger, she was set, not verbally, like, actually say, like, you better be home by, well, sometimes she would. But after about 2 or 3 hours, you know, that was about all she could handle.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of how close in age the boys are, whether it be of them both, you know, diaper changing, you know, both getting into things, formula and all of that. So she's like, I will admit it, I can't handle all of that for a long period of time. And even to this day, if the boys can't spend the night with her, we have a strict, like, very strict time frame that we have to be home by, which is fine. It's not a big deal. And I don't, like you said, I love to rely on my mom to a certain extent, because for her, that is the most important time that she receives, because that's really of course, my dad passed away so long ago that she gets to talk with them and have those conversations that she loves. Mm-hmm. She absolutely loves it. But, you know, this day and time, they'll spend the night with her. But if she has to work the next day, because she does work on weekends sometimes, she'll be like, okay, Shannon, y'all have to be home by like 8 o'clock mm-hmm. at night. And you have to pick up the boys because they have to go to her house because she can't see very well at nighttime. So it is funny because I'm like, oh, mom, I'm back in like middle school with the 8 o'clock time frame. But, you know, honestly, I wouldn't mind looking into finding a babysitter just to have that as, you know, something just in right. your back pocket, mm-hmm. if anything. But we have been so blessed not to have to worry about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. There's also, I mean, certainly from that side, you know, when it comes to grandparents watching, you know, I don't yeah. want to be judged when I come home. And
yeah, no, 100%. 100%. And no, I completely agree with you on that. And, you know, and we're so blessed with the town that we live in. We have so many things that we can do as a family. And right. we do really take advantage of all of that.
It's easier.
It's easier
to take the boys out.
Right, it is. Exactly. It is. And I personally, with what we do here at work, we're constantly on the go with working, that sometimes it is nice to even just go to dinner as a family mm-hmm. and just enjoy that an hour and a half time frame. And, you know, sometimes I do tell Barrett, I'm like, Barrett, we've got to make sure that we're setting aside time for date night or even just mm-hmm. talking. So we try to at least, you know, especially on the weekends when the boys go down, maybe it's just sit up and watch a movie mm-hmm. just to actually enjoy some yeah. peace and quiet. But we're kind of boring when it comes to, like, doing a whole lot, like, outside of the house.
Colton, no, when we tell him a babysitter's coming over, and he'll be like, oh, is mommy and daddy going on date night? And we're like, yes, we are going on date night.
Yeah.
And he'll be like, bye, guys. Enjoy date night.
That's awesome.
It's really sweet. And now he actually has asked me a couple of times, mommy, can you and I go on date night? And I'm like, absolutely,
you should,
buddy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gabriel and I are having date night tomorrow night.
Ooh, what are you doing?
We're going to the Alabama Theater to see their new performance of the Iconic show.
Oh, yeah.
So he has been counting down for about 3 weeks. And, of course, they keep on having their advertising right now on the news station that we watch. And he's like, we're going there on Friday night, just mama and I, like, and just,
are you guys
gonna
do dinner or like
we
grab
are.
Ice cream or anything?
Yeah, we'll probably grab dinner over at Barefoot Landing, mm-hmm. just grab something and then head on over. But we saw the show last year, and Gabriel was just like, he was just mesmerized mm-hmm. by like all the singing, the dancing, the lights. But he's into the arts and he loves that. So he is so excited. And Grayson has already started flag football, so he has practice. So him and Barrett will go to flag football,
so,
and then Gabriel and I will go and see the concert. So,
aww.
But it's great. You know, when your kids get a little bit older, those are some of the things that you're going to treasure, mm-hmm. you know. And but now on a side note, when the boys get a little bit older, would you actually allow Colton to babysit Nolan?
Yes, I think so. No, it's going to have to be
really
late
in time.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they're 3 years apart?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I can. My kids, they argue so much. We'll see.
We'll see.
Because boys, sometimes
boys. But along
those
lines,
are,
like when, yeah. what have you thought about an age when you think that they'll be able to stay home by themselves?
Well, so this is on my mind a lot. And I think we talked about this.
You might be getting close to it.
Yeah, we talked about this on an episode not too long ago. When Gabriel starts middle school, he's going to have to take the bus. Mm-hmm. There's no after-school care programs for middle schoolers
right.
unless you're in sports. But a lot of times, that's still like you're having to take them maybe to the rec center or whatever it mm-hmm. may be. So he's going to have to take the school bus home. So he'll be home at least for maybe 45 minutes by himself. And that scares me half to death. Mm-hmm. You know, but I don't know of another option.
Right,
you know, so those are
things growing up, I was what they call a latchkey kid. You know, I went home. And I walked home from the bus stop, had a key, opened the door by myself, went in. You know, as soon as I got inside, I had to call, you know, my dad was a principal at the time, my mom was a teacher, so I called the secretary there and told her, like, hey, I'm home, please let my parents know that I'm here. And, you know, it all worked out.
Yeah.
But I usually would just turn on TV. like, yeah, and sit there until they got home. So
Gabriel, he'll probably just go in the pantry, get himself a snack, and then just sit on the couch and be like, oh, this is nice. Yeah. I get the place to myself. Yeah. But yeah, so those are things that we are having to consider. And, you know, I mean, both of us work. So that's really the only option. And unless, you know, we have friends that, you know, have a little bit more of flexibility when it comes to carpooling and actually being in the car lines and things. So I don't know if that might be an option. But, you know, I got a couple of years.
Gabriel is mature enough.
He is. But he is so like, you know, and I say that nicely just because he's starting to go through, and he's only 9, but, and I don't know what age it is for boys, but he is starting to do a little bit of the puberty of, you know, the preteen staging of he stinks, you know, he's got the attitude, he's got just, I don't even know how to describe it, like all the different things.
Your little
that
boy's
are going
away.
I don't like it. Yeah. I don't like it, but I will say there are days that he'll just come up to me and just say, I love you. And for him, I mean, he means it. You know what I mean? He understands what the word means. So it is sweet. He is such my child all the way through. And then we got Grayson over on the, you know, other side that's just pitching a fit about something or running up and down the stairs and banging on something or whatever it may be. But yeah. So, and I think that's one of the reasons why at times my kids, they say, and I know a lot of teachers say it, and a lot of parents say it, you know, our kids, they're nice, they're respectful, and I hope they are. Mm-hmm. But that's one of the things, too, I worry about sometimes if a babysitter was to watch the boys and they start with their fits. I mean, there are times.
Right.
We were trying to get dressed for baseball on Monday, and they were arguing over the same pair of socks. They both had the same pair of socks. They both had the same jersey. It's just one's bigger than the other. And they were arguing so badly that Grayson just slapped Gabriel with the socks in his face. I mean, and this is what happens on a regular basis. And I'm like, do I really want to put anybody in that
middle
position?
Of this?
Yes. Yeah. So, yeah, the things you get to look forward to.
I mean, we will have to warn the babysitter on Saturday, like, listen, Colton is going to play with Nolan. Don't be scared to pull them apart because Colton doesn't realize his own size, and there's still some jealousy things going on. So, like, his roughhousing gets a little rough.
Yeah.
So that'll be a new one we have to kind of teach.
Teach, yeah.
The babysitter at this point. So.
Well, on another level for when it comes to the listeners, where would you recommend, you know, moms that might be looking for babysitters?
Right. You know, there's all those websites out there.
Yeah.
That you can go on to.
Do you trust those? Are they good?
I mean,
good,
they're certified,
they...
I guess.
Yeah.
But, like, I just don't have the time to go through a million
profiles
and interview somebody.
It's like looking for a nanny for 2 hours,
exactly.
You know, of watching the child.
Yeah.
So,
And then so, we were talking about this subject.
Facebook.
And, yeah, I mean, there's certainly Facebook.
Yeah.
There's community groups.
Yeah.
I found mine at work.
Yeah, that's true.
Through friends. But I'll tell you that I'm going to be close guarded for our babysitters because I know that their time is limited and, you know, I want them available. So
100%.
I'm not going to share my contacts for my babysitter.
Oh my goodness. I will say that right now.
For other parents.
Some of my friends, I'm like, oh, that's cool. You have a babysitter. Yeah. You don't need to know anything about her. I'm like, I'm not trying to steal her. I'm just intrigued. Like, how's things going? How are the kids acting?
No, you got to keep those.
Holy
Once
moly.
Once you find a good one.
Right?
Don't share. Don't share.
Oh, my goodness. You would have thought it was like World War III, like, coming about. I'm like, no, I'm great. It's like a competitor when it comes to work.
Right.
Like, yeah, trying to take over an employee. So, but yeah, and then I know that work. Sometimes I know some of the like churches, you know, some of the kids will actually state, you know, that they are a lot of more of the teenagers. So I had one of my girlfriends, she was actually my little flower girl in my wedding. So, and she's actually like can drive and everything now, which is crazy. She reached out to me a few days ago and she was like, Shannon, you know, do you know anybody that needs babysitting, you know, or do you guys need any babysitting needs or even dog walking? Because she actually has a little bit of a break from sports. And I'm like, oh, that's so cute. You know, so I don't know. Maybe that sometimes can even happen for others.
Yeah.
Good
place to look.
Yeah.
Now, we don't have pets. I mean, we have a cat, but like the cat doesn't need to go outside or be fed or anything like that. So like, would you pay more if, you know, you have dogs that and you have a babysitter? Like, they're going to let them outside. all of that. Like, I don't know how that necessarily works.
I don't know how it would work, like, way back.
Yep.
But now my kids take the dogs out.
Got it.
So we have a fence. Mm-hmm. I do make one of them go outside with the dogs because both of them like to dig. Mm-hmm. And they've come back in, like, with mud and stuff all over them. So one of the boys will actually open the door because we have the puppy bell on the door. Mm-hmm. And they'll ring it. And one of the boys walk outside, you know, make sure they do their stuff, even throw the tennis ball and all that kind of stuff. And then they'll walk them back in. But prior to my kids being responsible to that level, I would feel the need to maybe even just throw in, here's an extra $10 or something.
Yeah.
Just because dogs got to go out, you know, every hour and a half or so.
Exactly. And if you're home, you can't just ignore them.
Exactly.
The fact that, like, they need to go out.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. And I don't want you having to pick up, like, poop or something.
Right.
Well, now, probably one of the last ones. And we said that we want a babysitter to have their driver's license, mm-hmm. but would you allow your kids to ride in the car just to maybe go to an attraction or something like that?
No, I want my kids
at home.
At home.
I feel you on that. Yeah. I 100%
That's where their toys are. That's where they feel comfortable.
That's their comfort, yeah.
And I just don't want to put somebody in a situation where, like, either one of my boys feel out of their comfort zone and something happens where they have a freak out or, you know, whatever that might be. When they're home, it's just easy. And let's keep it easy and simple.
Well, that's their safe haven.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
And they do feel more comfortable there.
Yeah. And we always, too, like, we have an older couple that lives across, a retired couple, older couple that lives across the street from us. And then we have next door a set of parents that have kids our age.
Yeah.
So when we have a babysitter, I always just give both of them a heads up. Like,
that's smart.
We have a babysitter tonight, you know, just keep a little extra eye on the house. Like, I'm not saying you have to do anything, or, like, if for some reason someone knocks on your door and is like,
can you help me?
Exactly. Know that it's for our kids. We appreciate it.
Have you ever had either you or one of your friends, or I've heard a babysitter, you know, put the kids down and invites a few friends over? Have you?
I mean, I have never heard, like, yes, I've heard those horror stories.
Yes,
but, like,
that
not,
scares me.
Yes, agreed.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I think, to your point, as to
in my opinion,
a little bit older.
No, that
is
inappropriate to invite other people over.
Exactly.
If you're like, hey, I don't know. No, in general, no. There's no excuse. You're there to babysit.
You're there
my
to
kids.
Babysit. Yes. That's, I'm like, it's, I have heard, you know, from some, and I'm like, No. Like, if I'm paying you for your services to watch my kids, you better have all eyes on them in a conversation.
Agreed.
And please don't, like, pig out within the refrigerator on everything. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And there's usually not a lot of food in there because the kids eat it so quickly.
Right.
But,
you
know, I will make sure there's pizza or something for everyone to eat.
Yes.
So,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. If you get hungry, you know, I'll have Grubhub come deliver you something.
Right? Yeah. So. I don't even know. Well, I've never done the delivery services.
Wait, you stop.
No, I haven't.
Time out,
I know.
Shannon.
I was being picked on about this just yesterday.
Time out.
Yeah.
You haven't ever used any of the delivery services?
Besides, like, way back, you know, of having, like, pizza delivered or something. But no. I am so weird. I do not, and I'm surprised I love Amazon the way that I do, but when it comes to food, I do not like the grocery pickup. Mm-hmm. I don't like someone bringing me food. I'm very blessed to be able to drive where I need to go, but I have seen so many horror stories of people, like, eating some of, like, the food that they're delivering or just different things along those lines. So besides maybe a pizza once in a while or a pizza delivered to the office that I've had to order for, like, all of our staff or something, no. Or grocery pickup, no.
Well, you know what? Good for you. Good.
Yeah,
because our household lives on delivery. Well, we have all of our groceries delivered. There's very rare. And every once in a while, Lewis will stop and pick up, like, last-minute essentials.
Yeah. Is that just for convenience, or is it just because the fact that you're like, I need to stick to this list, I don't need to walk around?
No. I mean, I enjoy grocery shopping.
I love grocery shopping,
But yes, it is strictly just the fact that, like, it saves us time.
Yeah.
We don't have to, we can be doing other things, getting stuff done while our groceries are delivered. You know, I will sometimes, or Lewis will do the same thing, you know, an hour before we're about to be home, put in an order.
Yeah.
And we come home from work and our food is ready, sitting there, ready for us to put away. Like, just that
in
general.
It sounds very convenient. It does.
Yeah. Now, I will say they don't pick out the best produce.
See, that's where I'm very particular about.
Yeah, yeah. But for the most part, they do a good job.
Yeah.
And at this point, like, we order so much groceries that we have our regular people that...
Oh, they know you.
Yeah, so.
The regular customer.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And I know that they know that we have kids because, you know.
All the kids.
Yeah, all the kids stuff that we have in there. So that helps the cause. And then we've really tried to make an effort not to order so much food, but it usually happens on a Friday night. Like, we get home and.
Just done for.
Yeah, we're not cooking.
Yeah.
And.
Do you have, like, one night of the week that, like, Tuesday's tacos or
not necessarily
pizza? Okay.
No.
No.
Friday nights are generally, like, our either it's a really easy meal to make.
Yeah.
Or it's some sort of takeout.
Takeout.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wednesday nights used to be, for the longest before sports really started, was pizza night. Just because it was the middle of the week and it was like, this is just easy.
It's a quick break.
It's a quick break. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times I would actually just get a pizza from either Costco or Sam's Club and then call it a day. But Fridays, I agree with you. A lot of times with Fridays, though, we have football. So it's like a Lunchable and keep on, like, trucking along.
Yeah.
Or sometimes I particularly don't like breakfast food for breakfast. I like breakfast food for dinner. And that's something that's quick and easy. So a lot of times if a Friday, if we don't actually have sports going on, we'll have breakfast food.
Nice. Yeah.
Grayson wants Tuesday tacos, though, every single week.
Oh, gotcha.
It's Taco Tuesday. I don't even know how he says it, but he says it so funny. And Barrett and I both roll our eyes, but we still laugh and don't let him see us laugh because he just says it such in a corny manner.
I mean, I've gotten to the point with takeout that, like, I'll call my mom and be like, you know, my dad's having some health issues right now, so they're kind of in and out of, like, doctor's office and that kind of thing. I'm like, hey, do you guys need me to put an order in for you and you know, have food ready for you? Or do you guys want something for dinner? Like, I'm happy to buy you dinner tonight.
Oh, that's so sweet. And they're in a completely different state.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so cool.
And then, you know, or, like, baby, you know, somebody has a baby, instead of, like, delivering a casserole, I'll have something sent to their house. Like, that is just easy and that they can take care of. So
with that being said, a lot of times I will get something, like, pre-made at Costco or Sam's Club, and I only do that just because a lot of times they have so many meals that have already been completely made and, you know, they go bad. So I'm like, here, you can just put this either in your freezer or your refrigerator and put it in the oven when you're ready.
My other tip, instead of buying flowers, go through, like, Instacart and have them pick it up at the grocery store and deliver it to the person's house.
Oh, there you
go. So much cheaper than, like, flowers.
Yeah.
And everybody's got their own vase. Like, it's just So Mother's Day, like, I'll just pick out her favorite candy and some flowers from the grocery store and have it delivered to her house.
So you know my thoughts on flowers.
Well, yeah, you don't love flowers.
You know.
Yeah.
Well, just give me something that I know, like, I can use and that doesn't die. And my poor husband, he's a trooper.
Okay, so we got way off the subject of babysitting. But I did want to bring this up.
Okay.
So in my eBay searching.
Okay. Not the AI, but the
eBay.
eBay. Is that a?
So eBay is a resale site.
Oh, okay. That's what. Okay. Yeah, all right. Yeah. All right.
I found somebody was selling it's called the 1950s Mother's Guide for Babysitters Information Booklet.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, they were selling it for $8.89.
Oh, I bet that's entertaining.
But I took some pictures of some stuff that came from inside this book.
Lord have mercy.
So one of the first things that made me just chuckle was they had tips for the sitter in there. And one of the tips was, your reputation for alertness, thoughtfulness, and being dependable is important, so please continue to build it.
Duh.
Be prompt. If an emergency ever delays your arrival, be sure to telephone.
But now this is 1950s.
Right, 1950s.
So mm-hmm. what was there a payphone? But and I'd say
I
that.
Guess so, yeah.
Okay, I don't remember.
Yeah,
I mean there was a payphone in my generation, our generation. But mm-hmm. okay,
but this is also funny. So these are a lot of things that we've already talked about. But a few words for the wise: keep your telephone calls to a minimum. Be sure the baby is in a safe place before answering any phone calls. Get approval before smoking.
Oh, goodness gracious. Please don't smoke at my house.
Yes, please don't.
Let's just put it like that.
Approval is negative.
No.
Right. Entertain friends only if you have permission to do so. And remember that the child comes first.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Invite yourself to a snack only if your employer has invited you to. And respect and protect the rights and property of others.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now, was there like pictures to the book?
Yes. Yes. So cute. And then so they talk about like some bedtime duties and things like that. But like there was one section in the book where you could like fill out information. And this person in here, obviously I don't know who the book belonged to or whatever. But under bedtime duties, it said other instructions. And it said, please ensure that my child says prayers before bed.
Aww,
I just thought that was
that's so sweet.
Yeah.
I wonder if because I will say when I was babysitting, there was a few families that I actually didn't mind babysitting. But one of the families that I did babysit for, I always had to read the kids a book.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just whatever book they wanted to read, but always had to read them a book. Yeah. I wonder if that was something that would be a part of that.
Probably, for sure.
But, wow. Well, I guess things really haven't changed
much. They haven't
changed
that much, right. Exactly. Exactly.
So, but, I mean, I will say we are grateful to have babysitters. I look at like daycare as so many of those teachers as babysitters as a whole, because if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have been able to have a career, you know, and my children have learned so much from them. So so I truly am thankful for the people that are willing to do that.
Yes.
It takes special people to able to,
and we appreciate
to handle
the,
on handle all
the
that.
Relief that we get when,
yes,
when
there you go.
Whoever is watching our
whoever,
child.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
We appreciate the relief that comes with knowing they're in good hands.
Exactly. So thank you. And sounds like we're not being sexist, but it does sound like we've had more ladies or females
Correct.
To help with that. But when I was younger, our pastor's son would watch us sometimes, my sister and I. And him and I loved it because he would play video games with me.
Ooh.
And I'm still to this day horrible with video games. So he would help like beat the Super Mario levels for me on the Super Nintendo. And I'm like, yes, I can go to this next level and not try to.
That's fun. I love that.
Yeah. So, but, you know, we're definitely blessed to be able to have those opportunities to spend with your spouse.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, it's still a time-honored tradition to utilize babysitters and have some parents' night out. So it happened in the 1950s and still
happening
today.
Yay.
Just pray that everything goes well on Saturday. And
you're going to have so much fun. Is pictures allowed?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see these pictures.
Yes. Yeah.
So we'll have to check back in. And next week and see how it goes.
I'm being the mom and like bringing snacks, and I think there's a couple of other girls.
Let's just say you're just being responsible.
Yeah, exactly. Lewis was like, what do you mean bring snacks on the bus? I'm like, it's a 2.5 hour car ride down to Charleston.
You're going
to
be thankful. Bring wipes.
Uh-huh.
Bring, you know, the waters. Mm-hmm. Bring a trash bag.
Yes.
All of that stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll be grateful.
Mm-hmm.
Lewis. Keep her. She's doing a good thing for you.
Mm-hmm. So, All right. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. And we'll see you next time, I guess, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
If you miss us in between episodes, you can always check us out on our social media pages. You know, I Speak Mama. TikTok is growing and expanding every day. And Instagram is popping off for us as well. So.
Yeah.
Be sure to check us out there and
give us
we'll
a
chat
like.
Soon. Yeah, absolutely.
Comment on our page.
Yep.
Hey, if you have some babysitter recommendations, send it our way as well.
If you are a babysitter,
definitely send it our way.
Yeah, exactly. we'll share.
All right. Well, cheers.
Yes, cheers. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
We don't just get away at the beach. We get together. Because no matter what floats your boat, we're floating right along with you. With over 2,000 restaurants, live music all day and night, and endless attractions, Myrtle Beach was made for having fun and beaching easy. Welcome to 60 miles where you belong, the beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Plan your trip at visitmyrtlebeach.com.